Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, look at the time. 7:37. Time to check in for the Jimmy Carter Report, brought to you primarily by two good folks, and that's Precision Camera and Video and Swartner Farm and Ranch. Morning, Jimmy.
Now, you were talking about places that no longer exist, that have been closed in the last year. Is that what that was?
That's just a few of them. Yeah, restaurants and bars.
It's happening in Nashville every day, all day, and has been going on for a couple of years. They can't afford to be there anymore. Many of them are leasing spots, businesses, you know, the property. They were restaurant people, and they never owned the property anyway. They were on long-term leases. Leases come up. And they decided they can sell that land and put up a skyscraper or put up condos or whatever, and the people have to leave. And we've lost so many roteers. I mean, I could name them all day, of all these meat and threes, regular restaurants, businesses that just had to go away because of growth. And Austin and Nashville are, boy, they're two of a kind working on a full house, I'm telling you.
Yeah, you're not kidding. And part of it, Jimmy, is not just that the lease comes up, and the new number is onerous and impossible. It's the taxing authority. The property taxes, in the meantime,
yes.
You know, double, triple. You know, you don't have protection on a commercial business. Like, there's a state of Texas law that, you know, your home can't go up more than, 6%, I think it is. But there's no protection when it comes to a commercial business. And all of a sudden, you know, I mean, I think back to bought Hills Cafe, or we leased it for 30 years from the Goodnights, and I think our annual property taxes were $25,000 or $30,000. I turn around and it's $190,000, and you just can't you can't do it.
No, you can't. And another thing that happens in the county where Austin is and the county where Nashville is you've got so many educational institutions, churches, and government buildings. None of those are taxed, and they've still got to provide services for all those people.
That's what Austin has in common with Nashville. You're right.
And that's a big deal, because you start looking at all those places. It's a lot of places. So where do you go? You go to the regular small businessman and the homeowner. That's who gets whacked in counties like that.
The best land in this town is where the state has its stuff and the University of Texas has its institution. And you can't tax that. You're exactly right.
And that really is, but I don't know what you do about that, but it's part of the problem. So
everybody else pays more.
Everybody, if you live in that. So a lot of people, you know, young people particularly now. In fact, I called my daughter last night because I couldn't believe it. The house I lived in 5 years ago was on Zillow, and that's not surprising because it's currently not for sale. But I looked at it, and I said, well, that's kind of interesting. So it had 17 photos of the interior. I didn't take these photos. The real estate person took it. Took them when I wasn't home or something, because it's got my original living room and upstairs and all the rooms that obviously was taken while I was on vacation or something by the real estate people. I don't have these pictures, so now I do. It was kind of cool. But the bottom line is the price 5 years ago, you can't put, there's nowhere you can make this kind of investment. If you bought that house 5 years ago and you sold it today, you would have doubled your money. The price of a house has doubled in Nashville in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you couldn't make that kind of money on the stock market or anywhere else. Real estate has gone insane. So I don't know how anybody puts the genie back in the bottle. That house is not worth, you know, $500,000, $600,000. It's just not. And, I mean, the bones of the house, when it was built, God knows, I don't know. You know, it's hard to kind of say. I know my parents' house doubled in price, but over probably a 25-year period, maybe almost 30 years, it doubled in price. I can get that. But, man, to double in price over 5 years. So these young people, songwriters, young kids getting out of college, they can't afford, even if they're living together, a house, because the cost of a house being at $500,000 is, you know, more than you, if you put all the money you made in it, you wouldn't be able to do it, much less pay the property tax. So it's a real problem, and I know it's been a presidential issue, but I don't know how you solve it. I don't have any idea how you would solve that problem, because you can't go back and sell it for cheaper. So I don't know. Weather, massive winter storm going through the country. Most people, I know Graceland, I looked at that picture today, and they didn't get any snow, and there was always big worry they'd have ice and snow. They didn't get it. But it did in Kentucky, Indiana, moving to the east today, as they do the January 6th Electoral Congress today in Washington. They're having some pretty interesting winter weather. The president, I guess, is going to be okay to take off Air Force One today from Andrews. He's going down to New Orleans to do the presidential walkabout, I guess, or stop and make some comments. They actually have they at least on the Mardi Gras schedule, had one or two Mardi Gras events in New Orleans today, and I'm not sure how those are affected by the presidential visit.
I wonder what time he's leaving, because it's already pretty heavy in Washington, but that blizzard is moving into Washington, D.C. today, and it's part of a disruption of flights that, as of this morning, numbers 10,000.
Yeah, 10,000.
I mean, 10,000.
Wow. Yeah, they can't fly when it's bad, real bad like that. So I don't know. He's scheduled to go. Now, he may have canceled this morning and hadn't, but I haven't seen that yet. Golden Globes last night. The big winner was a movie called The Brutalist that no one has seen, because it's only open in New York and L.A. Nobody's seen any of these things. But The Brutalist is 3.5 hours. I think that's what it is. It's long. Best drama, best director. And I was trying to see, even though I haven't seen, I went back and watched the trailer today for it. Okay. Well, where this is coming from for the Hollywood crowd, it is takes place in 1947. A Jewish, Hungarian-born Jewish immigrant comes to the United States, and he's apparently kind of like a Frank Lloyd Wright type of architect. He does the really amazing places, but he's working like in a coal mine or something. And some rich guy discovers him and lets him build this thing, and it's all about that. Adrian Brody is the star. So it's about how America was made great by immigration. So you can get the theme that Hollywood is going for on that one. Oh, let's see here. The NFL season wrapped up, a bunch of meaningless games, and even Kansas City didn't make it through yesterday. The Baltimore Ravens' Lamar Jackson, first NFL player with 4,000 passing and 900 rushing yards. And they got my man Derrick Henry running in the backfield for them, and they may go all the way. Don't rule them out anyway.
Jimmy, Kansas City. I watched a little bit of your Tennessee Titans.
Oh, they really stink, don't they?
I couldn't believe the sparse number of people in the stands. Yeah. Now, I know it was cold, but it looked like they opened the gates up just then, and a few people came in. That's it.
My son-in-law was there, and my 4-year-old grandson were there, And, you know, they're hardy fans is what I can say. I'll tell you another game that didn't have anybody there, and that's expected because they're sold out normally, and they're building a new stadium next door. They're going to be all right, but they really stunk up the place this year, and they get the number one draft pick. We'll see what the former Bud Adams team does with that. But Gator Bowl, I don't think anybody was at that this year, and it wasn't that cold. And, boy, that game used to be really popular.
That was a big game, and it's just
was a big game.
You couldn't even find what channel that was on.
Yeah, well, everything's easy to find now. It's on ESPN.
Well, no, there's about six games here at the end that weren't.
What were they? What were they? I don't know what they were. But the Bahama Bowl and stuff like that was on ESPN. I never found one that wasn't ESPN.
Yeah, they're like the Bahamas Bowl the other day. That was the last game played. And I was on the road, and I couldn't, you know, it took me forever to try to find it somewhere.
Well, you didn't miss anything. Any of those things. Oil is up. Oil is up to $73.99. That's up $6 over the price where it was on December the 6th.
Great.
It is the highest point since October the 11th. So if you've noticed, gas prices kind of nudging up a little bit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That is what they're doing. Here's one for Bob. Study suggests that sleep may play a key role in strengthening the brain's ability to block out unwanted or unpleasant memories during waking hours.
Well, here's what I do know. I've done all the scientific research myself. A lack of sleep will affect your cognitive abilities, memory, everything in a radical way. I don't care how young you are or old you are. It gets worse the older you get, of course, but it's... Yeah, I'm finally becoming a believer in that.
Well, I've upped my hours of sleep by 1 hour in the past year.
Yeah, me too, probably.
Year.
It makes a difference.
I make myself go to bed earlier, and I generally am not happy unless I get like 7 and 7.5. And that's more than, look at the 20 years before that, I think I was getting 6 pretty much. So I don't know. Maybe you should. Maybe I think I'm on the right track on that. Funeral services for former President Carter will be in the home state of Georgia. Then they're going to head to the U.S. Capitol to lie in state tomorrow. And Wednesday and Thursday is the National Day of Mourning. President Trump's presidential victory will be today in Congress, no matter what. The CES kicks off tomorrow. This is the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, one of their biggest conventions of the year. 4 days, world's largest consumer tech trade show. What are they going to show in there? Are they going to show how AI integrates into everything from TVs to phones to toothbrushes? And I don't know how it does all that, but it does. And we'll see. That's about all we learned about that. But we'll be hearing more about what showed at CES this year. This AI thing on my new iPhone is really good. I mean, it's really good. What it can do to pictures I haven't even learned all the things it can do, but how it cleans up my photos, that's been really great.
So far on my new phone, I'm ignoring all that, but I bet it is good. I'm going to get to it. But
and also, if you just do Siri, Siri's smarter now.
What?
Siri's is not the moron.
Siri,
it was
I see.
Most,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, when you say, hey, Siri, what time is the Texas Ohio State game? And I guarantee you, she'll come up with her answer pretty quick. And Siri wouldn't have had any.
6:30 on Friday.
Wouldn't know anything. Are you going?
Oh, yeah.
Now, are you going to Atlanta again?
Well, yeah. The band goes, I go.
Okay, good. Just checking.
Gonna figure that out. By the way, speaking of going or not, I was saying earlier this morning that I didn't hear from Eric yesterday, but he was flying to Colorado. And so I left him alone last night, hadn't heard from him this morning. Since we've been talking, he has texted me. He said, my flight out yesterday was canceled. So I got up really early to make a 5 a.m. flight this morning, only to find out it has been canceled as well.
Ooh.
I hate flying, Eric Raines.
Wow. Okay. By the way, the first major tennis match of the year, the Australian Open, starts this week on Sunday. And just FYI, you guys know you're playing in the Cotton Bowl on Friday, but the other game is Thursday.
Right.
Which I didn't realize. It's Notre Dame versus Penn State in the Orange Bowl down in South Florida on Thursday. Precision Camera and Video, the home of everything involving pictures. It really is a go-to store for anything involved, whether you want to get something printed up, maybe you got some Christmas pictures you want to do something with or whatever, boom. If you want to try to get pictures out of whatever the chips you have or you need the right chip to go into whatever, they got that too. They've got every kind of mirrorless, and people are definitely moving every day to the mirrorless camera. Let them show that and show you the difference and maybe what you're doing right now. A lot of times you can't see the difference until you put it on a bigger screen or you try to blow up that picture to make it a bigger size. That's when the smaller cameras with weaker pixels, that's when they reveal themselves. They don't look good. And then the big camera looks so wonderful when you're trying to take pictures in low light where it looks sharp and clean. Yeah, the mirrorless cameras have got some cool stuff going on. But if you want to rent a camera or you want to get your camera fixed, you want to take classes that are going to teach you a little bit more than you know right now about whatever, could be portrait, could be wedding, could be sports, could be animal photography, whatever it is, they got a class for it, including beginning, middle, and you can even pay somebody an individual rate where they can just do one-on-one with you, and that'd be a cool thing to do, too. Whatever it is, they've got it. Two locations, South Park Meadows next to Marshall's, plenty of good parking, and then the North Anderson and Burnett right there, and I've never had trouble getting a parking place for that. That's precision-camera.com.
And now with page two, Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, the Golden Globes last night. Keith and Nicole were there. I always like to see them. The girl was pretty funny. I've watched highlights this morning. Nikki Glaser, she was really potty mouth at the Tom Brady thing on Netflix, but she was fairly funny last night. We'll see what the ratings are.
I played a little bit of how lightly edgy she got at one point, but no,
yeah.
She was spectacular. You know, I don't know why I felt compelled to watch that, but I did. And, you know, I didn't know hardly who was nominated, let alone who won. But, you know, it had its moments, but most of everything that I have read this morning, and I started really early, you know, looking at the reviews, said the big winner last night was Nikki Glaser. She was great.
I mean, yeah, what little I've seen of her, she, you know, because I can't stand some of the people they've had up there in the last little bit. They've had some really horrible, horrible folks up there. Norovirus on cruise ships. Yep.
Back again.
In December, 900 passengers and crew members, 5 outbreaks. Just, you know, this called the two bucket disease. A new reference to the poop deck is what you say. But 91 norovirus cases week of December 5th, highest number in several years. And they spread really easily in winter months. So just telling people that, you know, we are in January. It's supposed to be cold. It's nothing unexpected about any of this. But it's time to really double down on your washing your hands and being aware that people are not completely well. Rolex hiking their price of their watches this year because the cost of gold is continuing to surge. The polar vortex is coming to much of the U.S. this month. What does that mean? That means super cold temperatures in some places. And I don't know, I think Texas is supposed to be cold at least for the next 10 days, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I told you about that.
A little extra cold. Not just cold, but a little bit extra
cold.
Yeah,
this whole week. But our real window of doom probably will start Wednesday. It's 100% chance of some kind of precipitation on Thursday. And it'll clear out of here by Friday. But this, as you mentioned, with the game in Dallas, and, you know, virtually nobody's flying to that. You know, they're driving. It's going to represent some real issues.
Dallas can have some real funky weather. I mean, even when the rest of Texas is not so bad, they really get – it's like Oklahoma. They get four seasons there, and they really do get all the flavors of winter and spring, summer and fall. And you can ice over those bridges there on any of the LBJs or any of those places up there can get funky. So you definitely want to really, the weather sometimes doesn't make it any further down than Waco, even for you guys, right?
You're right.
Doesn't it kind of stop at Waco?
Yeah. Don't you remember the, because it's 20 years old now, I guess, but after they built Jerry World, he landed a Super Bowl there. And people couldn't get there because of the ice that year.
Cody Johnson, one of the breakout guys, and we'll see if his name is on the list Thursday night at 7 when the Houston Rodeo performer list comes out. It'll be interesting to see who they pick. You know, they pay a lot of money for the people they get, and they're pretty confident about – they don't take that many chances. But they got to take a little chance because they can't afford to have all superstar people. Like, are they going to go with Chris Stapleton again? I bet they probably do. Are they going to go with Brad Paisley again? Yes. He's got the Saturday night slot, I think, apparently, as long as he wants it. Will they get Cody Johnson? I know he's going to be expensive, but I wouldn't be surprised. Parker McCollum wouldn't be surprised if they book him too again. This Megan Maroney girl, I would not be surprised if they pick her. Now, they usually go off the wall and pick some people, so I don't know what else they'll do, but it could get interesting. The Bonnaroo list comes out Thursday. That's the Woodstock of the East. The Coachella of the East is Bonnaroo in Manchester, Tennessee, where they all get out in this cow pasture when it's hot as the blazes. And my daughters have all done it, and I always not thrilled about them going, but they go. Elon Musk, they say he's been spending a lot of time at Mar-a-Lago, and he's staying in a place they have their own little thing going on there. It's cottages available, and he's been staying in one of the cottages and like $2,000 a night, but they hadn't charged him yet because they don't charge you until you leave. But he hadn't been leaving very much. And so he's been staying, I think, the Mar-a-Lago Tea House or something. And he's been sitting in on calls, and he's definitely been around during this. Vance, the vice president, has been around too. He just had surgery last week, some type of sinus surgery, but he's going to be back in line this week. It's going to be interesting to see what the how the Congress rolls out this week. They'll be there today for the voting for the Electoral Congress, and then we'll see if they try to do anything else the rest of the week. Trying to see if there's any. Oh yeah, I got hooked on a couple of things. I know you'll love this one. This series is called The Bookie. It's on Max, HBO Max, an adult situation comedy. It's really, really, it's addictive. It's really good. Really good. Called The Bookie. About two bookies. And it's adult because they've definitely got some adult scenes in there. Horizon, that Kevin Costner Western, is now on Netflix. Now, CinemaScore gave it an A when it was out there, A- maybe, and that's about what I would have given it too. But it didn't do very much at the box office because it's a Western, and people just still weren't going back to the movies at that point. And it's also 3 hours. I think it's that long. But people that are watching it at home, you don't have to. You can kind of take a break. You know, watch it. It kind of almost has chapters. I would highly recommend it. It's the top movie right now on Netflix. Another series that's eight parts that is really, really, You know, some of the what is so amazing, it's got me so fascinated technically on these series. A lot of them, you go in there and say, I don't really want to see this, but let's see what it is. So you watch it maybe for 15 minutes, and you say, why am I doing this? Do I have something better to do? And then you keep on watching for another 15 minutes, and you say, well, I guess I got to see how that works out. And then you're hooked. If you can get it through the first episode, you are hooked like a fish. And this one is 8 episodes. Coleman Domingo is the star. Never heard of him, but boy, he is great. He plays a CNN pundit who goes out into the Poconos, which is like going to the lake, and wants to write a novel. But in the meantime, he takes a break and takes a walk, and he stumbles up on a murder, and I'm not going to tell you anything else about it, and he gets framed. But it is great how he tried to dig his way back out where he's not doing it. So The Madness on Netflix. And then Landman, those of you that watched that yesterday, it's a little slow. I think they're heading toward the conclusion, though. Maybe they only have one or two left in this year's Landman, and they have not renewed it yet. And the last thing is Brenton Wood has died, singer. He had one of my favorite songs.
Nikki Hokey.
1967. No, he was the Oogum Boogum song.
Oogum Boogum, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember Oogum Boogum?
Oogum Boogum, Oogum Now, Baby.
Oogum Boogum, Oogum Boogum Now, Baby. Anyway, he was 83 years old and natural causes at his home in Southern California.
But he also had one called Nikki Hokey. Nikki Hokey.
No, that was P.J. Proby. I think you might have him confused with...
You know what? I am embarrassed.
Nikki Hokey.
Your pappy's doing time in the pokey. Your sister's on a trip. Your mama's right here. Little girl, you're looking okay.
Now, oopoopa do you.
Oopoopa do you.
Some kind of Cajun talk. I don't know. I didn't get it. I got you.
All right. Great report, buddy. Thank you. Welcome to... Well, we did this last year or last week, but we already did. But welcome to 2025. Hard to believe. Jimmy Carter, who's back with us, thanks to Precision Camera and Video and the good folks also at Swertner Farm and Ranch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.